Let's get back to hoops. BYU and Oklahoma State tonight, 7 p.m. sellout in Provo. Final regular season game for BYU. It's a payback game. That's the word Spencer Johnson used with the media earlier in the week after they lost by 10 on the road in Stillwater. We'll preview this one with the three-pointer, and then in our next segment, Jake Toulson, he'll join the program to get things going. Pre-game will start at 6 p.m. here on KSL News Radio. I'll start things off in the three-pointer, Mitch. This is where we give you a key stat, some players to watch, a bold prediction as we get into the weeds a little bit in the matchup of the night for BYU basketball. Here's my key stat. Three, that represents BYU's national ranking in made three-pointers per game. They're a tick above 11 made threes a game. The reason I bring that up is they lost this category against Oklahoma State in the loss. It was Oklahoma State who made 11 threes. It was a minus 9 differential for BYU. That can't happen again tonight. BYU has to make more threes than Oklahoma State.
I like that you bring up three-pointers because I'm going to now go inside the arc with my stat. Eighth. BYU, I didn't realize this. Eighth nationally in two-point percentage this season. 58.1% from the field in that area. BYU has just been highly efficient in that part of the court. And because everyone talks about the threes with this team, and I do believe that in a tournament setting, BYU better be knocking down at least 10 threes, in my humble opinion. But, you know, because of how they have to be accounted for at all times, especially when Khalifa's out there, it opened things up in the post and in the paint for BYU in the mid-range game. So BYU eighth nationally in two-point percentage this season.
Let's get now to some players to watch. For Oklahoma State, it's the freshman. Is it Jamron Keller? Jamyron Keller lit up BYU over 20 points in that win. I wanted to see just how BYU defends him and how he follows it up. I know, look, he's a freshman, so it's been up and down for him this year, but he had his best game of the season against BYU. Can they contain him? And for BYU, we talked about this earlier, how does Down Hall bounce back? Was so good in the previous week against Kansas and TCU. Not so good in the loss earlier in the week against Iowa State. Had those three turnovers, only three assists. Can he bounce back and get back to being a high assist-to-turnover ratio guy like he's been in a lot of BYU's wins?
For me, on Oklahoma State, it's 6'11" center freshman Brandon Garrison against BYU in the first meeting. Like Keller, he had a career high, 21 points against BYU. I'm curious to see how he gets defended going forward. Since that game against BYU, he's on a streak of four consecutive games in single digits, nowhere near the level of production he had against the Cougars. He's a McDonald's All-American. He's going to be a future NBA big. He's legit. But I just think this BYU, I think the second go-round with a young freshman, this is where being a little bit more veteran of a team that BYU is, you would hope has an impact on shutting him down this second go-round. So Brandon Garrison's the guy for me to watch for Oklahoma State. For BYU, I'm curious to see Foose. You know, we talked a lot about Dallin Hall. He had those two turnovers late. Foose also had a turnover too.
The travel.
And I think, you know, I'm curious to see how BYU utilizes Foose this go-round. It did feel like there were stretches in that game against Iowa State where maybe Foose was in there a little bit too long because the offense kind of stalled with Foose a bit. They needed that five guys on the court that could knock down a three with Khalifa. But at the same time, defensively, he was doing an outstanding job. It was a kind of a rock fight game for a little bit there. So kind of curious to see how maybe Pope adjusts this game with the minutes with Khalifa and Foose. But, you know, those two have been a great 1-2 punch for BYU, however they're used. But I thought that was one game where it did stand out. Maybe you needed Khalifa a little bit more in that one.
Let's get to a bold prediction. Mine is on the lines of Jackson Robinson. This is what Coach Pope had to say earlier in the week about his NBA potential.
Well, if he's a first-round draft pick, he's got to go. And, you know, who knows what that means? I mean, you know, we'll find that out a lot more. And then short of that, then it's just fun recruiting, and it's really helping him. It's going to be helping him explore where his heart is.
I think he's going to go. I think he'll be on the fringe of a first-round draft pick. And taking cue from our producer's top five, my bold prediction will be that Jackson Robinson, in his final game in the Marriott Center, scores 30 points.
Okay. I like that. That's a good pick. Jackson Robinson will be one of three players tonight honored on senior night, joining Spencer Johnson and Traydon Christensen. You know what? I'll keep up with the senior night theme. I'll say Spencer Johnson goes for 5 points at least, 5 rebounds, 5 assists.
5 steals?
Maybe 5 steals. Let's go 5 by 4. Is that what that would be? So I'll say at least 5, 5, 5, 5 for Spencer Johnson on a senior night because he's that type of guy with he's got the ability to fill up the stat sheet.
All right, we got to get to a break. News, traffic, and weather coming your way. On the other side, BYU Cougar, former BYU Cougar, and, you know, he's a Boston Celtic guy, which that kind of gets into my skin a little. No, I'm kidding. Jake Toulson joins us next to break down this BYU Hoops team.